Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
I hope you've enjoyed that song for my good. I just love, love, love the lyrics of the song. You didn't forsake me. Good morning. It is the first Saturday in the month of March, the third month of 2025. That song is For My Good. It features Todd Gaylip, I always get his name wrong, but it's Maverick City and Naomi. Get all their names right here. But I love, 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 love to be able to just start off our worship today. That's a channel more. Oh, I'm playing the song again because I am moving about. But that's the beauty of having technology and virtual capacity, that you can still move forward and take care of connecting no matter where we are. So it is our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call, March 1st, 2025. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, and I welcome you to our weekly fellowship. Going on 15 years plus, we have been here Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, growing God's work, doing his business, fellowshipping, and just journeying together through this thing called faith, right? You have to demonstrate it. You have to live it. You can't just say you have it, but you have to exercise it. And from a 15-minute call to a 30-minute call to expanding it for 60 minutes sometimes, Holy Ghost after party, 3-4 hours. But we bless God for the time and space that we're able to come together and just give God praise, and bringing Clubhouse into the mix. This morning is just a Clubhouse because I am off site, and today is Apostle Dr. Sandy A. Norman's Provision 2025. So we will not be in this fellowship long today. We're not going to do the Holy Ghost after party. We're going to shut down at 10 a.m. Eastern, which would be 9 a.m. Central when the event starts. So those of you who have registered for Provision 2025, I will see you over in that event. And those of you who didn't, I don't even know if there's anything still open yet, but you can go to the link and see the registration button to go and try to get in the 11th hour. But I think they already sent everything out and closed down registration. But I always check if I feel like there's an opportunity, that there's a blessing that could be in store if I just press forward a little bit more. So those who have invested in themselves to participate, it's Apostle John Eckhart, of course, Dr. Sandy Norman, and Dr. George C. Frazier. And those of you in this community that know and been with me for a while know that Dr. Frazier is one of my mentors. And just so happens that Apostle Jordan, who will also be participating, had an opportunity to be mentored and encouraged by Dr. Frazier. So it's just all of the information that we'll be sharing and some new information that we'll be releasing for Provision 2025. For those who follow also Apostle Dr. Sandy A. Norman, you know she prays the last day of each month into the first day of the next month. Just a wonderful opportunity to truly discipline yourself in prayer and learning how to pray over the month that's coming in. So even though she had the event today, she was still on praying in the month of March and praying in blessings, praying in breakthrough, praying in for each of you who have been seeking God's face. She was talking about Luke 5, I believe was the scripture, just the instruction that God gave to let down your net. And they had been fishing and looking and nothing, you know, nothing was coming up, nothing was happening. And, you know, the instruction was just let down your net. And that to me, I had a whole nother layer of that revelation, because that's what faith looks like. You're doing and you're working and you're not quite sure how it's coming together. And it looks like nothing is happening. But what we don't realize or don't understand is what's being set up, what's being stored. Reverend Mother used to always say that there's no shortage of miracles in heaven, no shortage of blessings. We store up the prayers that we send up. So it was just an encouraging word. If you want to listen to that replay, she does it on Apostle Eckhart's page, and I think it's also on her page if you follow her. But I'm sharing that because as we begin this month, and as I started reflecting on so many things that are happening in 2025, it's a reminder about this walk. And this walk that we're on is not one that is always going to feel smooth. And I think I've been saying it for years, and God's been downloading that teaching with her. And I was like, that's just confirmation. We don't talk enough about the fact that you have to work out your soul salvation, right? Fight the good fight of faith. If you're fighting, that means there's some extra energy that has to be put in. There's some resistance that's going to come up. So you have to be prepared for that. So it's not that you're doing something wrong necessarily. It could just be warfare. It could be maybe better decisions that we need to make. Whatever it is that is giving that resistance, it's not always a negative in the end, because it's working out and trying your faith. So just like gold goes through the fire to be formed, just like the press in the diamond or the crushing of the olive to get the oil, there's a process. And as we go through these processes, we come out stronger on the other side. And it don't feel good while you're going through it. And you might be scratching your head like, excuse me, Jesus, is there another way? But he knows the plans that he has for us. He is covering us. He is with us. He is walking alongside, and that's the strengthening of your faith is going to be the biggest stretch of your life. When we talk about building your faith muscle, I always refer back to what it feels like when you're going to work out and you're lifting weights or you're doing certain repetitions. And it feels like, I can't do one more. And if you push through to just do that one more, it's a burn. It's like, oh, but when you get over it, you feel so much better. It's like the adrenaline rush. And it's like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. And when you're building your faith, you might get to the point where it's like, oh, I don't know if I have anything left. I don't know if I can do any more. And God is the one that's giving you the strength. He's the one that is giving you the covering so that you can push through, because he wants you to understand whose you are, that when we walk with Christ, that we are serving the master, the author, and the finisher of our faith. He sits high, looks low, sees all things. He's the master of the universe. So if we really understand our positioning, then we don't get flustered or stay flustered, because things are going to happen. We would be just totally ridiculous to pretend like life is not going to life, like things aren't going to happen, situations aren't going to come up against us. But we can be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed. What does that really mean when scripture says that there's going to be cuckoo for cocoa puffs going on all the time? Unfortunate situations, losses, grief, illness, sickness, financial challenges, whatever it is, as it happens, we get the opportunity to perfect our faith. We get the opportunity to say, Lord, I still trust you. I know that you are covering me. I declare and decree my victory. I declare and decree my healing. I declare and decree my financial deliverance. I declare and decree my relationship restoration. I declare and decree children. I declare and decree marriage, relationship, whatever it is, be it unto you as your faith, like what you believe in the word of God that stands and aligns with the word of God. And anything that exalts itself against the word of God, you're not going to give ear to it. Whose report you going to believe? I'm going to go ahead and take Jesus for the daily double, right? We're going to believe that God is real. His word is true, and it will never return unto him void. So as we start this year, as we move through this year, this month, as we move through the month of March, and everybody talks about March Madness and all the games and stuff, I want you to just be prepared to close out this first quarter of 2025 strong, that we are going to stand in victory, that this provision 2025, God is going to make way out of no way, right? His intent is for us to be able to walk in the fullness of who he has called us to be. The blessings of the Lord make us rich and added no sorrow with it. So we're not taking any negative reports. We don't care what it looks like, sounds like, smells like. Mm-mm. It is going to be all right. Ooh, that was a good jingle. I need to record that one, Jason. But I'm excited about what God is doing in each and every one of our lives. Some of the new that is coming out of Faithpreneur TV, launching with our partnership with Real Veggie Foundation, producing Sunday Joy on Irie Jam Network. So you'll be hearing more, and we're going to be building out the SundayJoy.com website so you can catch some of the replays and be able to see some of the features, because we go from 8 to 2. So as people are traveling to their places of worship, they can tune in on their way back, or they can be able to catch replays. And because we are live everywhere on IrieJamRadio.com, it's streaming for you to be able to pick it up. For those in the New York tri-state area, it is 97.1 FM, HD3, and Alexa and Google Play and all these other instructions that come with it. But I am just thanking God for just being God, right? Doing what he said he would do. I didn't have to get ready because I was ready. We've been building and growing to this point. So the doors that God is opening, the ways that he's making, is as a result of staying the course and doing the work. Some of the things that I'm going to be teaching today in Provision 2025. So let me pause. So Lee Jason Hodge, I can greet everyone. Carmen Wells, I don't know if she's here. I am clearly on the road, so I'm not looking at the screen while I'm talking to you. I'm going to adjust so that I could do that. But good morning to everyone who has joined in. And I'll have to give my apologies to the conference call line because we didn't open that one up today. But my brother, Lee Jason Hodge, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sis. Wow. I just put a mouthful of food in.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, oh, man.
Well, look, go ahead and chew. I don't want you to choke. I don't want you to choke.
Right.
We want you to be able to swallow properly. I'll check on Carmen while you chew.
Okay,
good morning, sis. How you doing? Knowing her, she is either walking the dogs, either helping with the new grandbaby, or on her way to an event. But let's see what the Wolfenor is doing this morning.
Well, good morning. Unfortunately, no, not walking a dog. You remember Lyric passed last August.
Oh, Lord, so, Jesus, yes.
I wish I was, but I still every day think about her. But with that being said, good morning, sis. So excited. I'm actually, okay, yeah, I'm a procrastinator, but charge it with my head, not my heart. I'm registering right now. The link is still open, y'all, so.
Okay.
So I'll see you soon on the other side. But I just thank God. I'm just so grateful to God for who he is and how he is and why he is and what he does, and just thankful for allowing me to, you know, for him to trust in me. You know, Dr. Stacey, it feels good to be relevant. And what I mean by that is to be sought after. You know, it's a good thing, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that so many people, I guess the message that God has given me, because I'm just the messenger, is so relevant and with so many people that, you know, people sought after my information, my advice, my time, my talent, my resources, that I unfortunately have to say no sometimes. And it's not, you know, a choice. It's just because, you know, I can only do so much and be so many places that in one day, right? So I thank God for that, for the message of being financially healthy and creating wealth so that we can be a blessing to the kingdom is a good thing. And so I thank God for giving me that message, Dr. Stacey. I'm looking forward to the time today. Again, like I said, I just registered for Forgive me. but no this worries. Is probably the only time of the week that I actually have dedicated to just being focused on this time and this cause. So thank you for this. And thank you for allowing me to be on your front row. You know, I remember Dr. Stacy 14, 15 years ago. I remember the 30-minute call. Like when we went to 30 minutes, it's like, Lord Jesus, 8:30, you know, or 9:30, you know, Central, Eastern. And I remember if we would go over, and even though I was laying horizontal most of the time, it was such a blessing to hear the testimonies of the saints and just people lifting people up. And I remember when it went, got to an hour, and we was like, oh Lord, have mercy. What are we loving us some Jesus? So I remember exactly. Those days, and look at us now. So it kind of feels funny that we're going to rewind and take it back to the hour, you know, call, but it's okay. Cause I'm looking forward to the time together later on. So to God be the glory. I'm going to end so Jason can have his talk, his moments. And if anybody else, I guess, wants to pop up before we end the call. I love you, sis.
Love you, too. And just excited about what you'll be able to share with the global community, right? God called you his economic ambassador, and your ability to support and be a sponsor of this work as we've been growing this community is such a blessing. And to the testimony loading, that's all I keep saying, the testimony loading. Nobody knows what you go through. Nobody knows the sacrifices that you make. They just see something that looks like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Oh, she's speaking here, she's doing that, but you don't know the sacrifice, the cross that we all got to bear in order to
Amen.
Come out at tried and true. And I'm going to read this Command Your Morning. You know, that's one of my books that I read every morning with another one of my mentors and just big sister in Christ, Dr. Cindy Trim. I tell you, her, just the way in which she has been such a steward of the Word of God and such a master teacher, it's amazing. And the Lord will always, the timing of when she'll send me a text or she'll be checking on me or she'll send me a declaration or a prayer. I said, Lord, I just thank you for who you've placed in my life, the true prayer warriors that have been covering me, the mothers of the church, like our Mother Joan, Mother Gwen, here in this space that intercede on my behalf, the other prophets that continue to be a covering like PLC. It's just, it's a blessing to have people in your life, because I was spoiled. If I think about it, with Reverend Mother, the anointing on her life and the ministry and the way in which she taught us, I wouldn't say care about anything, because I knew if I came and I said, Mother, this is going on, or she prayed, you just know the people who prayers go up, because some people prayers don't even reach the ceiling. I'm just saying. All right, y'all pray for me. But anyway, I'm going to read this passage. Words are a spiritual mystery. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. That's Job 22:28. We always talk about decreeing and declaring the thing. So ironic that that's the same verse that is here today. But this entry says, scripture is replete with the principles that support the power of the tongue. This verse refers to your royal anointing, the favor God has poured over you because you belong to him. The true power of the spoken word is beyond. Ooh, excuse me, choking. Okay. I'm gonna ask Andrew to read it.
Words are a spiritual mystery. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. Scripture is replete with principles that support the power of the tongue. This verse refers to your royal anointing, the favor God has poured over you because you belong to him. The true power of the spoken word is beyond our common understanding. It is a spiritual mystery, a hidden secret now being revealed to equip God's people for an unprecedented era of empowerment and influence. The power has come for believers to rise up and walk in the knowledge and authority God has provided and commanded through his word. The word he spoke into us and created us to speak forth. While forces around us threaten our peace and stability, nothing can prevail against God's spoken word. I decree and declare that my spirit man is clad with the armor of the Lord. Evil shall not come near my dwelling, because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I declare that I am victorious in you, and every mountain that is preventing me from possessing my inheritance in you must move now. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Look, amen that he was here to read, as I don't know what is choking my voice, but the devil is alive. And let's wish Andrew a happy birthday. His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah. I got my call-in, sis, so.
Yes, indeed. So we are still celebrating, but we are getting ready to keep our travels on, as you can clearly hear, so that I can be in position for Provision 2025. That was a little weird. I think it was the spice and something that I just ate that was choking me. But I am fine. Oh, my goodness. But that word that he just read is really what we have to be careful with our tongue, with what we say, with what we confess, because believers have to rise up and walk in that knowledge and the authority that God has provided and commanded through his word. And that's the kind of authority that you're able to move with in faith, that you're able to stand in that knowing that what God said he will do. So it's a journey. And that's why I'm always talking about this journey and how we grow and develop our faith, because it's impossible to please God without faith. And, you know, someone said to me a long time ago when I was dealing with something that, oh, you think God's going to give you this whole movement and work to do with faithpreneurs and you not be tested? You the chief faithpreneur. I was like, I didn't know that meant I signed up for extra situations. But clearly it was a part of the process. And why I played the song that I did for our praise and worship, because it's always going to work for our good, right? So I just want you to be encouraged on your journey, that as we seek God's face and declare and decree that no evil will come nigh your dwelling, right? That when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that we are victorious. We have to believe it in all fiber of our being. I'm like, Lord, this is on you. I done told the whole world I believe. So I need you to do what only you can do. And the ability to truly turn it over. You hear everybody, just lay your burdens at the cross and turn it over to Jesus. You have to learn how to truly do that, because it's not something that comes easy, because our human spirit, our capacity to think we can do something better than God will lean us into, well, maybe he didn't hear us right. Maybe we need to give him some help. Maybe we need to intervene so that things can turn out a certain way. And he's just waiting for a full surrender. And I am of the opinion that that full surrender doesn't come instantaneously. That full surrender comes with bumping your toe a couple of times, or realizing that, it might be a little easier if I just turn this over to Jesus instead of trying to do it myself. It's a process. And as you grow and see what God has done, and you build your testimony, and you look at all of the ways in which he's always come through, that he's the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So if he did it before, he can do it again. Same God. That's the lyrics to somebody's song. As you know, I'm now a semi DJ, Jason. Why they went and did that for me on the radio?
Right?
But he's the same God. And if you believe that he is real and his word is true, then you just walk with that assurance and that knowing. So be encouraged is all I have to say. And we will continue to just expect the great. That's another song. Expect the great. That's why my playlist is so deep, because you got to praise and worship your way through some situations. You just got to give God glory, honor, and praise. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Give your testimony, my brother.
Look, this has been an amazing week. Matter of fact, sis, when you all land and all of that, and after you get to the other side of Apostle Sandy's thing, I've got some things to share with you. Just amazing things opened up this week. All right, so, and the theme that you just shared, and that is not allowing your voice to say something that is in opposition to God's word. We have to remember to do that. You know, the times that we get the urge to say things, the obvious, quote unquote, in order to speak a curse over ourselves or over our destiny, that's when we have to just kind of close our mouths. It is a skill set that we must all develop. Do not come in alignment with the enemy who is speaking curses over your destiny, trying to rob you of what God has already ordained for you. We can easily delay what God has for us when we decide to take up arms with the enemy. It's kind of like, remember when Moses was like, okay, look, which side are you on? You over here with me or you over there with Korah? And the folks went with Korah. The mountain opened up and swallowed them up. So we got to be careful to make sure that we are on the right side of things. And the right side of things is that it is always going to be life. What life are you speaking into your life? What life are you speaking into your circumstances? What life are you speaking into your business? What life are you speaking into your opportunities? What life are you speaking into the people around you? What life are you speaking into your thought process? You know, you've got to cover every area that you find yourself leaning towards the negative. You have to overpower that with life and truth. The truth of the matter is what God said is true, not what your circumstance show you. What God said is true, not what the naysayers around you tell you. What God said is true, not what the headlines will show you. Everything that God said is true, that's the only thing that is the truth. And he says, the truth shall make you free. When you are free, it's because you have the data of the truth in order to base all of your moves on. Father, you said this, so I don't have to sit there and take my energy and spend it or expend it over here on something that you've already handled. And sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of things because we have prayed for patience. We've prayed for love. We've prayed for long suffering. We've prayed for godliness. We've prayed for whatever else that you prayed for that was godly. You will be put in positions in order to work yourself out. You pray for patience, you're going to get a whole bunch of things that are going to exercise that patience muscle until you get to that breaking point where you're like, I can't take anymore. Yeah, you could take some more. You could take some more. And then you step back and you realize, wow, I have grown so much because things don't fluster me like they used to. Not anxious for anything. And that means anything. When the word says that all things work together for our good, for those who love the Lord, for the called according to his purpose. If we truly believe that, and this is where we have to get real with ourselves. Do we truly believe the word or do we just say that we believe the word because it sounds good? If we truly believe the word, then that means that we truly believe the word. So if it says it in the word, then we believe it. And that means that anything that is in opposition to that, we have to put that thing down. So it's a very simple equation. And I think that the more that we bathe ourselves with the word, the simpler things become because we end up becoming master editors, editors of the things that come through our minds, definitely editors of the things that we allow to come out of our mouths and the things that we allow other people to speak over us, around us, you know, at us. We edit all of that. And then we start to correct people around us so that they can operate in life as well. Or we start to move them to the balcony, the upper mezzanine, to the neighbor's house down the road. And that way, in our inner circle, we are surrounded by people who are going to speak and operate in life and help us to move in that direction as we help them move in that direction as well. So that's my share for this morning.
Amen. Not the neighbor's house.
the neighbor's house. Sometimes we gotta go to the neighbor's house across the street or around the block, down the way.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's just so much that you said there, because sometimes people that are around you for different reasons. I go back to that sage teaching that Bishop Jakes, comrades.
I was just about to say it's the comrades one, wasn't it? Yeah.
Look here, and covenant. Let me tell you, that is a word I've been unpacking layers of that I'm going to be teaching on one day. I'm going to interview Bishop on that one. I'm like, we're going to have to dig into this, Bishop, because it's good. And it does not feel good when you're learning the difference between the three.
Say that again.
It does not feel good. But you do get through it. And you are able to really understand just so much more of why you had to go through certain things and what had to be revealed, because truly nothing is wasted. And that's what we come to understand on this journey. Nothing is wasted. Everything is working together towards the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So I'm grateful for all of you being a part of this journey, witnessing what God is doing. I'm grateful that God would trust me with what he has given me in so many different ways to be able to impact his people and to do his work. Because I'm very clear, it's not about me, but what he does through me. I thank God for my husband and my children, for my parents, for my entire family. And just pray for covering and guidance in everything that I do. And just thank him for the Ephesians 3:20 blessing that I prayed when I posted Andrew's birthday. That's what I pray for my husband, for his covering and just joining me on the faith journey, right? I pray for each and every one of you. That's why I love the song Bless Me so much, because that's my prayer every day, that everybody around me has everything that they need and that we're able to be true witnesses of the goodness of God. So I see the factoring lady, Patricia's up here. I'm going to let her introduce herself, tell everybody where she's from, what she's grateful for, and your scripture. And then if anybody else wants to come up, you might want to do it now, because then I'm going to start winding us down, pray us out so that we can get ready for Provision 2025. So, Factoring Lady, how you doing, sis?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm going to be super brief. I have a quick question, though, on Command Your Morning. Is that Cindy Trim?
Yes, that's Cindy, Dr. Cindy Trim's book. Uh-huh. It's a devotional.
Okay, I'm going to have to get that. Peace and blessings. I'm tapping in from Houston, Pat, the Factoring Lady, Patricia. One thing that's in my heart, I just wanted to share, just brag on the Lord. I've been just pondering and reflecting that just 18 months ago, I was in a very different position. I was just, I wouldn't even, you know, you hear check by check, living check to check. I couldn't even do check to check. I mean, I was robbing Peter to pay Paul and had to tap into my Roth account. And things can change overnight, and it's just so amazing. And just sitting here reflecting, my pay has not only doubled, it's to be exact 2.25. So being in finance, I was like 2.25, it has increased. And just my daughter and I, my youngest one, you all hear me talk about her. We share the same exact birthday, and her life too has. I brought it to her attention. I'm like, do you realize how different your life is? I mean, having recently passed, you know, two insurance exams and being in a professional environment for the first time and just seeing her, she was talking about one of her coworkers mentioning how you're being a little extra in how you dress. Like she overdresses, and she's like, I'm proud of the way I dress. My mom has given me these clothes. I've given her a lot of my, you know, professional clothes and just, it's just so different, a different boyfriend in her life. She's dating someone from Kenya right now, and he's a Christian and loves his mother and complete different than what she had, different boyfriend she had before. So it's just amazing how things happen overnight. And I just wanted to brag on the Lord. And there is an opportunity at that just came out the blue at my current position. And I'm just going to say that I'm leaving it to God because I didn't ask for it. So I'm just having discussions and that's all I can say about that. But just wanted to say thank you out loud and that I'm very fortunate. I don't have eloquent words to say it other than to say God is great. God is good. And for those that may be suffering, don't give up. Just keep believing in the Lord and it can change overnight. Amen.
And amen. Patricia, you don't know how my soul just rejoices for you. Look at, you got to brag on God. Look at your testimony. That's what we talk about here, right? It's our journey. And look where you were. You prayed. You've been seeking God. You've been diligent. You've been faithful. You've been in here fellowshipping and cheering on everyone with a praise report, praying for those with a prayer request, being there and just seeing God move in your own life. And that is the beauty of this faith walk, because you are seeing the fruit of what you have sowed in the vineyard, right? What you've been doing that God is blessing and changing because you actually did something and you took steps and you made a commitment. So you can speak to how someone can see their lives turn around, how things can change. That is not impossible. All things are possible with Christ. Oh, you just blessed my spirit and fired me up even more. So I just thank God for you, our Winnie Birch Faithpreneur recipient. What a way about rising above it all. Like, that's why we give out that award, to encourage everyone, as Winnie's life was a constant encouragement that she never gave up on believing and trusting God for what he was doing in her life. So just amen to that. Jason, don't feel good. This is a whole nother Patricia. You hear the strength in her voice?
Oh, I'm
about to make her look, call her Evangelist Patricia in a minute.
You know? Ready.
All right, Pastor Jason.
Oh, Jesus.
But I thank God. Thank God.
He's good.
Mm-hmm. I might be breaking up a little bit.
Are you good?
I'm good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Stacy, can I add about the faithfulness? Just stress the faithfulness. Because even though I didn't have the money, sure, I was paying even $10 because I was like, you know, you can send me to a collection or whatever, charge it off, but I'm going to pay something, even if it was like $10 towards my bill, even though I couldn't make the minimum. And I think that is so key, because you got to show that you're trying.
Well, amen.
Because God honors that. And that's why, believe it or not, I believe your situation is what it is because God honors just a little bit and you doing the right thing, because you know that none of that belonged to you anyway. And if you show yourself faithful, even at a little bit, there has been times where I, you know, may not have got but $10 in earnings. I paid $1 to, you know, to God. And I'm so appreciative of him blessing you. Yeah, I had an opportunity a month or so ago to spend some time with my sister, and just to be in her presence and see where God has taken her is a blessing to me. So thank you for honoring God with what little you have. And that's a message for everybody.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to hear the last member of the community share right now, Sister Tanika, before we wrap up early today. Tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and your scripture. And we soon see everybody in Provision 2025. But go ahead, my dear sister. You can unmute.
Good morning, Faithpreneur family. I'm Dr. Stacy, Jason, Carmen Wealth, and the Factoring Lady, Sister Patricia, and everyone in the room. I am calling from Suffolk, Virginia. Grateful for another opportunity just to be in the room today. I'm grateful for waking up to this beautiful March 1st Women's History Month. And I am grateful for Faithpreneur family, because my scripture, I have a lot of different ones, but the one that just walked in my head, just came to my remembrance, is, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." I don't even have the scripture reference text, but I know it's a common scripture that we all know, that we all stand on. I also wanted to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This week I wanted to come on. Jason invited me and I kept looking at the button. It said join maybe later. My daughter's up here trying to learn how to jump rope. I was like, it's loud. but I just would be remiss if I didn't come on and just put it in the, you know, the atmosphere. I have a court hearing on March the 5th at 9 a.m. And I am just believing that, you know, God will rest on the judge's heart and just go before me. And as I, you know, give my, what am I trying to say? Defense. Again, so for we walk by faith and not by sight, and then I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I also wanted to just give a praise report real quick about my daughter, Gabrielle, my second oldest, and how God touched her last Sunday in service, Sunday morning service. And a revivalist will be here tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And we were talking this week and she said, Mommy, Daddy's got to come. She was like, Dad, you got to come hear this lady. She was so good. So I'm just happy. I've been speaking about that for as long as you all could recall about my kids getting stronger in their walk with the Lord. And I just see God answering my prayers. I just wanted to, you know, just say that to Dr. Stacy, you know, our little babies, the Faithpreneur babies, the children's, you know, and so this is part of that Faithpreneur network of, you know, that we're standing on faith for our children and our legacy and everything. So I just wanted to just thank you for the mantle that God has on your life. And I love you. And I just wanted to briefly share that testimony and briefly let you all know what I have going before me this week. And just that if you could be in prayer with me as well. And that's all I have. I yield.
Amen. Well, first of all, thank you so much for just coming and sharing this morning. We are going to pray and touch and agree with you that the Lord will touch the heart of the magistrate, right? That he will go ahead of you. He will make every crooked place straight, and he will open up the opportunity for you to have victory. That we ask for everything to be overturned and for a ruling in your favor. So we just bless God. And stand with you in faith, right? It might not make sense in the natural, but it makes faith in the supernatural that God can override whatever situation. So I'm standing in belief and asking everyone else to join in belief for our sister. And as I pray, I will be lifting you up in my closing prayer for victory, and that we will hear a good report. Where two or three are gathered, that's where we know the Spirit of the Lord is, and that he will cover us and guide us and put us in victory, put us in the space of victory. And sometimes it's for mercy. Sometimes we cry out for mercy. It's like, okay, Lord, right now we just need mercy. If a situation is a situation, you can do it. You can change it. You can flip it, because of your grace and your mercy is sufficient. So we just glorify God and thank you no matter what it is, if it's our health, if it's a case, if it's a relationship, no matter what it is, we just ask God for mercy, wisdom, override, supernatural override in every area of resistance or challenge in our lives, because he can do all things but fail. So we're not serving a God who can only do one thing. You know, there's only like a handful of things that he could do, or he can do 90%. No, he can do all things but fail. So we're going to hold on to that and stand in that agreement as I pray us out for today. Oh, Robin is on. Okay, Robin, you got up on here, but I'm going to close down because 10 minutes. Provision 2025 starts, so we're closing the room early today. Thank you for those who already invested and registered for Provision 2025. I don't know if Apostle Sandy has decided that they are going to be able to make anything available by replay. This might be just for those who invested. So we'll see, but I'll keep you posted if that opportunity exists. So, Sora Robin, if you want to share where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for in your scripture in the next minute or two, and then I'm going to close this out.
Thank you. I'm calling from New Jersey. I'm grateful for traveling mercies. Last Sunday, as I was driving at night on a 3-lane highway. There was a car coming on the wrong direction towards me. Thank God. I flashed my high beams, beeped my horn, and he was still coming down. I'm grateful, though, that there was a, I'm going to call it a ramp in the bush, that suddenly the driver realized what was going on. He made a U-turn in the middle of the highway and exited off on that ramp. And I thank God no one was behind, no other cars were close behind me, and that I made it on my way to the urgent care center where I was where I was glad to find out that I did not have COVID, and that my ears that were stopped up could be remedied if I wait for the Debrox ear loosening to work. And I stand on the promise of no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 54, verse 17. I'm grateful for life and this room and all of you. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you so much, Robin. We appreciate you. And thank you for just sharing that, because, oh my Lord, that would have been quite a challenge. Yeah, with you driving with that. Oh, I can't even imagine. But we just thank God for covering, that he has kept and covered you from what could have been something really, really insane, right? When you think about something like that happening opposite sides. Oh, Jesus, we just give God glory for covering you, my sister. And thank you for always being present and in the fellowship, being in the room. There is a blessing. So I'm going to go ahead and pray us out as we move forward to prepare, and just pray for covering, for everything to align for Apostle Dr. Sandy Norman today. And just excited about what all God is doing in each and every one of our lives. So with that being said, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you, D. Jason Hodge, for putting the link. So those who want to connect and get information and updates, even down to the radio show, which will be on tomorrow, 8 to 2, you can just check the resource page for all of those connections, and just keep me in your prayers with what God is doing and how he continues to move, that I will always seek his face for direction, for covering, and for him to use my life the way in which he sees fit, that I decrease and he increases. So Lord, we just come to you to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the blessing of a new day. Thank you for this new month. We pray in victory, covering, blessings, breakthrough. Ephesians 3, abundant, above and beyond anything we could ask or think for this month. We thank you for the birthdays. We thank you for the new babies being born. We pray for those who are going through challenges and who are going through a variety of situations. We just ask you to meet every need. You know every need. We come with a special prayer for our sister Tanika. You know what she is facing on the 5th there, Lord. So we just ask you to go ahead to touch the hearts of those who will be hearing the case, touch the hearts of the judge, touch the hearts of any documentation, information that she'll be sharing. You know her heart's desire is to seek you and to serve you in spirit and in truth. And whatever has come to present itself in this situation, we know that you can fix it, that you can put each piece of the puzzle in its place. So we thank you in advance for victory in every one of our lives. You know the stubborn areas, the challenges, all the things that have happened. We just ask you to continue to show up, to be God, because you are God all by yourself. So we just bless you. We just worship you. We thank you for Sister Patricia and her testimony there, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing in her life. We pray, Lord, for each and every one of us covering from danger seen and unseen. Like you've covered our sister Robin. It could have been such a difficult situation and an unfortunate one, but you protected her. You blocked it. So Lord, block anything that would
try to hinder our ability to do what you've called us to do. Keep us focused on you, and that we can do your will your way, and all things shall be added. So we glorify you and we magnify you in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And let today's Provision 2025 be a breakthrough anointing for Apostle Dr. Sandra A. Norman and all of the presenters today. Each person that is registered, bless them above and beyond anything that they could ask or expect. And we will never stop giving your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, my brother. Well, you can shut us down. See y'all in Provision 2025. And by the grace of God, next week. So take good care. And those who are joining Sunday Joy, hear you on the radio tomorrow. Love you. Okay. And there's nothing you can do about it.
And remember, you can check the faithpreneur.me resource page. Just go to faithpreneur.me. And we've got all of those links up in there ready to go. All right, guys. The room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2. You have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.